The takeaway of the month is to utilize intelligence as a service, utilizing not SaaS, but IaaS, intelligence as a service, to be more interested and interesting. But with all of the intelligence that's available, the infinite amount of intelligence that is available, now that we have the elevated awareness to the ability to access that intelligence, it is useless unless we use it as a service. And so I know there's all types of SaaS solutions out there, but the I am an ass solution, intelligence as a service, and utilizing it to be more interested than interesting. Everyone on earth is starting to have the revelation that intelligence is infinite, that we have the ability to access not just intelligence, but inspiration, intuition, emotion, energy, whatever it may be, our inspiration. But let's use intelligence as a service to be more human and to create a greater humanity through intelligence as a service. If you are not aware or you haven't seen the revelation of the infinite amount of intelligence that's created and accessible, first via search engines and now with AI, take the next step and use it as a service. Be of service or value, give people more what they like, take away what they don't like, give people more what's working, take away what's not working, give people more what they know, take away what they don't know. Create that connectivity that Scott Simons talked about by utilizing intelligence as a service. Nick, I'm going to turn it back on you. What was your takeaway of the day, week, or month? Or you ask me anything.
Actually, you know what? I am going to lean in on more of the ask me anything side, because I want to dive back into something that you had shared and kind of revealed on one of our episodes of the Well-Oiled Machine podcast. And that's something that I think not only I need the reminder of, but I think also I want to make sure it's shared with our community. And that's, you know, when it
on the Well-Oiled Machine podcast, just so people get a feel for it. It's my wife's least favorite podcast. Just so you know. But what is the Well-Oiled Machine podcast? That people know, so if they're into that kind of stuff, they'll love it. If they're not, like my wife, they'll hate it. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a very niche podcast, but it is really diving very David and I's love language, which is time. And truly, what is the subtleties of success of how we have this journey to over 200 cities a year, and how we use the man-made construct of time to maximize our productivity, accessibility, and of course gratitude, especially while we are on the road to over 200 cities every single year. And we literally pull up the calendar and go through about a 24-hour span to show how we do so. And of course, there's some sickos out there that love it just as much as we do, and that niche community is exactly what we do. And so please, every single week, we just got the first 10 episodes in the can, so that puts us in the top 1% of all podcasts. And of course, if you know David and you know myself, we are going to continue to be what is a consistent machine. So make sure to tune in every single Tuesday. But my question for you, David, today is, when it comes to fear and, of course, what is ego-based consciousness, what is the difference between what is reacting versus responding?
The famous Nick Abuam question, the one that he came up with that blew my mind. So I never thought, until you asked me this question previously, about the difference between reaction and response. And so, speaking of intelligence as a service in the reaction. What occurs in life that creates the interference between all that we're connected to, all that energy, information, inspiration, intelligence, and intuition, what happens is we're moving along in our well-developed plan, and then God laughs at us and creates something that we were not expecting, or we didn't want, or didn't think that we want. We're cruising along, and all of a sudden, with our well-developed plan, the things that we get paid for, not paid for, sleep, the things that are planned and unplanned, whatever it may be, God laughs at us, and something happens that we did not anticipate or we did not think that we wanted, that is not, or what we don't know in as evidence, or maybe the evidence is contrary to where we want to be. We're cruising along, and this happens, and it evokes fear. Because we didn't plan it. It wasn't certain. And so the way the human experience is built in human anatomy and human chemistry, alongside with the human experience, the time the heart starts till the time it stops, what happens is we're cruising along. God laughs at us. We're afraid now because there's no evidence or the evidence is contrary to where we want to be. And it is the same as a saber-toothed tiger walking by a cave. And so we are built in the human experience to, when we are afraid, to instantly protect ourselves. Instantly protect ourselves from the heart stopping, which ends the human experience. So the human experience is defined as from the heart, time the heart starts till the time it stops. And we're utilizing this higher level of intelligence, energy, inspiration, intuition, et cetera, in order to survive, to make our hearts keep beating longer and longer and longer. And so as we are cruising along and God laughs at us and we're uncertain, there's no evidence or the evidence is contrary to what we want to be or better, we now have an instant reaction system, not an instant response system, an instant reaction system, because a response is inclusive of intelligence as a service. And so within the context of this reaction, we now try to survive. And we all know, you know, Freud's survival reaction definition of fight, flee, feed, or fornicate. And that's what we do to survive, so that we have some semblance of evidence that we're going to be where we want to be or better. And so understanding first that we don't really care what we're afraid of. It could be real or unreal. It could be for the past, present, or future. It doesn't matter what we're afraid of. Although billions of dollars are spent trying to figure out what we're afraid of, there's trillions of variables involved, and you'll never really know what you're afraid of, what trauma it is that you're relying on to be afraid. Just know that the evidence is not there, or the evidence is contrary to where you want to be. That creates a reaction, an instant and obvious reaction to that fear. The ego does that. It edges goodness out of your life, God out of your life, gold out of your life, growth out of your life, whatever G you like. It's going to edge it out by interfering with it, the infinite good that you have, growth, gold, etc. So now we've reacted to fear, and we have a choice of how to respond to the instant and obvious reaction of the needs to stay alive, the needs of the ego to stay alive. It says, you have a need to be right. You have a need to be separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful, worried. You have a need to be offended. All these needs are the reaction to fear that's instant and obvious. You know when you're worried, pissed off, resentful, guilty. I promise you, you don't have to have any intelligence to know it. You feel it. You feel the interference between you and the infinite, abundant, unified system of thought that we all belong to. You feel it immediately. And this is the reaction to fear. Now, so many of us respond with the same energy, emotion, inspiration as the reaction. So we accelerate in the wrong direction. We allow no evidence and the evidence contrary to where we want to be to move us to where we don't want to be, instead of trying to get back on path by responding to that reaction in the appropriate manner. The nice thing is that one, you don't have to worry about what you're afraid of. Two, the reaction's instant and obvious. And three, there's only one response. There's only one response to the reaction of fear. So now talk about creating simple things to do, creating a simple philosophy on how to stay in the divine direction and make this detour divine and allow for divine time to elevate or revelate how this reaction can help us, promote us, protect us, and love us. How does that happen? Well, beyond not caring or worrying or knowing what we're afraid of and knowing that the reaction is instant and obvious, that's interfering with my higher self, my purpose, my passion, my profitability, I have an instant understanding of what to do. And that's the response. So what is the response to every reaction to no matter what we're afraid of? The response to every reaction to whatever we're afraid of, even if there's no evidence and the evidence is contrary to where we want to be, the reaction is, the response to the reaction is stopping. That's it. Don't resist it. Don't try to outlogic it, analyze it. Don't try to go over it, under it, through it, around it, lie to it, cheat it, manipulate it, or deny it. Don't do it. Just supply it with the inspiration, intelligence, and intuition by stopping. That's what free will is. See, surrendering is a predisposition. Stopping is the disposition of the response to the reaction to what we don't know we're afraid of. And so when we stop, we then breathe, because our mind and body and soul are on fire. We don't care what we're afraid of. We know the reaction, which was instant and obvious. It was the need to be separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful, worried, offended, whatever it may be. But we pretty much feel that. It's instant and obvious. So now we know our response is to stop and breathe, drop down to the recollection, the remembrance, and the reminder that we are part and parcel to the infinite, to your God, the unbelievable, all-powerful, all-knowing that loves you, protects you, promotes you, and perfects you more than your mom. And once we drop down to center and back are at ease and we're not resisting what is persisting, we now just roll back into the divine direction in which we set forth each and every incremental 24 hours that we're given and guaranteed every single day till the day that you die, which then you'll be cheated a little bit of time. And so as we have God laugh at us and create fear, which we don't care what we're afraid of, and the instant and obvious reaction to that fear, we respond when we're on fire mentally, spiritually, and physically on fire. We stop, breathe, and drop, remind, remember, and recollect with our God and roll in the divine direction, re-engineering the detours divine and allowing for divine time to show us the resolution, the solution that exists within the problem, the fear, the reaction, and the response is always the same as in utilizing our intelligence as a service by accessing it, by stopping, dropping, and rolling. What a great way to start off. What a great question to ask. Fear, reaction, and response, utilizing it in the increments of the 24 hours to get to where you want to be or better. Go ahead, let God laugh at you. Laugh with him by stop, dropping, and rolling. Go ahead and let God laugh at you. Laugh with him by stop, dropping, and rolling. All right, Nick of Guam, we are getting into the second quarter. Let's reset the room and let's take on some takeaways and ask me anything.
I love it. And thank you so much, David, for the reminder with that incredible takeaway. Next up, we have one of our favorite friends. We have Miss Mary Lynn, who is patiently waiting with a question. So Mary Lynn, happy Friday. Always good to see you here. Feel free to unmute yourself and ask away.
Happy Friday, guys. Dana, good to see you. Nick, good to see you.
Good to see you.
It is a self-serving question, I will admit. My cousin is a mayor. It's self-serving in a way. My cousin is a mayor in San Diego County, El Cajon. And I heard you're saying you're in San Diego today, and I was telling him about you. And, you know, because he saw the pictures of CreativeCon. Would it be appropriate? Is there something, you know, that I could connect you guys on? Do you work with mayors and politicians? Is that something? No, I just thought I'd ask.
That's awesome. Well, I grew up down there. So when you have a home in San, right in La Mesa, right next door. I would love, I do a ton. I actually coach some mayors and actually even one prime minister of a country. So working with the pressures personally and professionally to help build community, as you know, is the mission of the Breakfast with Champions and my personal mission of empowering over a billion people to do it in my hometown, my home neighborhood. I would love to be connected to him or her. I would love it. And
Mayor Bill Wells.
Bill Wells. Very cool. Well, Bill, I'd love to meet Bill. Please invite him even to our meetups. And we'll be in Ramona, which is right above El Cajon, on Monday, I think, or Tuesday, Nick, right? And we're in San Diego a lot. So please share, as I will with everyone. You know, my cell phone number is 858. And this is not my text number, which is that 9491 to get in. And invited everything, but my real cell phone is 858. You can tell that's a San Diego area code, 688-3294. If anybody calls me, please leave me a message. If I don't answer, I will get back to you. I promise a minimum of 5 minutes a day for anyone. And we average about 12 calls a day. So I allot a minimum of an hour a day to call people back, but only if they leave me a message. I don't return. Sometimes I miss text messages and emails because I get thousands. But if you could share with Bill my cell phone, 858-688-3294, I'd love it. And I'd love to get together with him.
I always love that for you guys because I like you both a lot.
Oh, thank you. And I can't wait for CreativeCon again. I was so excited to see that just popped up on my calendar. And it holds a special place in my heart. Many people may not know that I went to CreativeCon right after my mom's funeral. And I thought I was crazy for flying into Chicago. My daughter lives in Chicago, and she flew back from the funeral with me so we could be a part of CreativeCon. And it accelerated my healing. You know, I know in the culture and religion in which I grew up in, you know, they sit Shiva for 8 days, which was, you know, something I participated in, but this was much more healing for me to go to CreativeCon. It's like an extended amplified family, and people were just so amazing. And still to this day, it was probably one of the best speeches I've ever done because God was coming through me. So was my mom. So
it was so amazing and moving. And those of us who were there will never forget it. So excited to, I'll see you there. But in the meantime, I'll definitely connect you with Bill, because like I said, I like both of you. And it would be amazing just for you guys to connect.
Thank you so much. Thank you for thinking of me. And anyone, again, who has family, friends, et cetera, in San Diego or Ramona or Dallas or Puerto Rico or Orange County or LA here in the next 10 days, we'll be in all those cities. Use that cell phone. Share it with your friends. Have them come to Aspire Tour with us. I'll give them a free ticket to Aspire. They can come. We have VIP Diamond Lunch. We have a VIP dinner in Dallas. We have a meetup. We hold court. We got interviews and speeches. They have me pretty active on the main stage at the VIP lunches and dinners and the meetups. So they keep it active with the biggest names in entrepreneurship, the Aspire Tour. We have the Sharks there, and you know, Itzler and Goggins and, oh my goodness, Andrew and Eddie Wilson. Fleischman shows up every once in a while. We love them all. So come and join us. Just share my cell phone, 858-688-3294. Leave me a message, though, if you call. I don't answer. Okay. All right. Nick of Guam, what a great, great start we have. I can't believe we're already almost halfway there, but go ahead. Who has the next question or takeaway?
Absolutely. We're keeping it live here on Clubhouse, and we got Hatul, who is patiently waiting. Hatul, my friend, I know you'd love to share your takeaway. Why don't you unmute yourself and continue to carry us on here?
Thank you, Nick. Feeling blessed, honored, and grateful to be here as always. Thank you, David, as always, for your decades of service here. My takeaway relates to interference, which, again, is an idea which I've learned from David, and I'm so grateful for it resonating more. And I've experienced so much awareness of it. I think for me, awareness comes first, and then you can see what action you take to and respond to it. But I've become aware of the interference, and it seems like that interference, as I become aware of it and minimize it, and again, I'd love to hear what David has to teach on the back of it. And it seems that's the common theme between living from my truth and my highest self. And if I may, David, after you responded, there's a Neville Goddard quote which seems to take this to another level. So that was my takeaway from my experiential take.
And what is the quote?
If you're ready for this,
yes.
I am God. That's the way he puts it, and he elaborates. And that's the kind of thing that removing interference seems to point to me.
Yeah, and it does, and our ego automatically resists it. The minute that almost everybody hears, I am blank, the ego resists it. Because it's afraid of the infinite, because it doesn't understand, is not capable in human experience of experiencing the infinite. It's allowing us to access the infinite, but I am God. If you walk around talking about woo-woo, forget woo-woo, think about the resistance that you would face. Sorry, I thought I didn't slip there with faith, but face, if you went around and said, I am God, I am the infinite, I am all-knowing. I am all-powerful. I am all-loving. People would resist that. They would think you had lost your effing mind. But I'm here to tell you that it's okay. It's okay to say I am. I am happy. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am worthy. I am God. Because you're a part of it. You're a part of the infinite, abundant, unified system of thought which exists in the human experience. You're just interfering with it. And that paradigm shift of, for the sake of what, it was, I am part of as an intelligence, intuition, inspiration, it's a service. And what am I doing to interfere with it? My daily mantras are I am. I am happy. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am worthy. I'm going to find out today what I'm doing to interfere with it and shorten that distance of resistance through wisdom, seeking help and information, inspiration, intuition, and intelligence, but also with faith that it's infinite and I'm part of it. I'm a co-creator. I'm a commander. There are no 10 demandments. It's the 10 commandments. Commandments, look it up on your ChatGPT or Google. Commanding means to work with. If it was not I am, then why wouldn't they be demands instead of commands? Collaborate, coordinate, co-create in the commandments that we've been given and share in the infinite information, intelligence, intuition that we all have, energy. Stop interfering with it or shorten the distance of resistance of that interference. So as Goddard and Napoleon Hill and Wayne Dyer and Tony Robbins and so many others, Earl Nightingale and Bob Proctor and Deepak Chopra, Sadhguru, Dr. Master Shaw, whoever it may be, from the most woo-woo to the pragmatic Napoleon Hill himself, I am. And I'm okay to hear the resolution, the resolution, the revelation of I am God. That is not woo-woo to me. It's not egotistical to me. It is a commandment of mine and yours that I am a collaborator, coordinator, and commander of my universe because I am God. Let's figure out what you're doing to interfere with it. That's where we started with fear, reaction, and response of the stop, drop, and roll, the greatest mechanism to shorten the distance of resistance through wisdom and faith. Haitul Hatul, my friend. Thank you so much for the great insight and the great takeaway. I am God. I am love. I am health, wealth, worthiness. Let's all figure out together what we're doing to interfere with it. Thank you so much for the reminder, remembrance, and recollection. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful weekend, my friend. Thank you. All right, Wamster, what do you got?
Yes, sir. Let's keep this thing rocking and rolling. I'm going to do a quick reset of the room here as we just entered into what is the third quarter. So welcome, everybody. This is David Meltzer's free Friday training that he's been doing for over 27 years. Of course, today's topic is Ask Me Anything, or you can also feel free to share your takeaway of the month. So for everyone joining us online, of course, streaming everywhere all across the world in terms of our global community, please make sure you're putting your questions or your takeaways into the chat. And of course, everybody that is live here in the Breakfast with Champions, you know the drill. Use the hand icon to the request to join the stage if you have a question or takeaway today. And if you are already on stage, please just put a quick note in the room chat for me. And with that said, going to continue. Let's see here. On Clubhouse, we're going to go with the Meltzer double, Mr. Eric Meltzer first. And then we got Paul Logan and we got Robin on deck. So we have so many friends here. Let's make sure we are inviting anybody that we know would benefit from this incredible conversation, as of course, we're always looking to continue to grow this room and community. Eric Meltzer, my friend, please unmute yourself and carry us on with the next question.
Cool. Thank you so much, Nick and Dave. So my question is, how do you gauge if someone is someone will be a good business partner of sorts? Well, this is more of like business to business, but it could be a long-term thing. What are some of the criteria that you use to determine are these people in integrity, and are they going to be someone that I would really benefit from working with?
Yeah, well, the first analysis is the time analysis of whether or not you're going to spend time or how much time you're going to allot them. And the three criteria that I utilize in order to evaluate energy and value, evaluate whether or not or how much time I'm going to spend with someone is, number one, how relative they are to where I want to be or better, how associated are to where I want to be or better, and how much through the feeding and bleeding process are they feeding me, fueling me to get to where I want to be or better. And as I prioritize in the circumstances, the events, the people, places, things, the relativity association, and the feeding and bleeding, I then, if they are prioritized by a certain amount of time that I want to spend with them in alignment with where I want to be or better, personally or professionally, I then align the values as you indicated. I look to see, are they grateful? Are they forgiving? Are they accountable? And are they inspired? Those are the four values for me that are the non-negotiable criteria of working with me, commanding with me. Then if they're prioritized by the relativity association, the feeding and bleeding, and I've decided to spend time with them because of that, and the values are aligned of gratitude, empathy, accountability, and effective communication, inspiration, desire, then I go ahead and create a go, no-go plan according to the five daily practices that I have. Now, if anybody wants this exercise and guide on the evaluation process, the value process, or the five daily practices of having the behaviors align with the values and the amount of time that I'm spending according to the relativity association, feeding and bleeding aspect of what and where I want to be or better, just email me. I'll send them to you. These are extremely valuable. The criteria is valuable. The values are valuable, and the five daily practices. David@dmeltzer.com. Email me. I will send you the exercises, guides, even my book if you haven't had it yet or want to share it with a friend. Pay for shipping. I'll pay for the book. I'll pay for the exercises and guides. David@dmeltzer.com. And so as I look through and utilize time according to the circumstances of each and every day, of whether or not I want to partner and co-command with you or command with you, I should say, I need to know the values are aligned and the daily practices and behaviors are aligned with where we as partners, professionally or personally, want to be or better. Big E. Meltzer, not blood related, but spiritually connected as everyone and everything. I hope that sounds fair.
Very much. No, thank you so much, Dave. I really, really appreciate it.
I appreciate you. And one of the things, you show up, man. And it's so funny because we do the majority of what we do, like today, for free. But we do curate rooms. We curate our dinner rooms, our speeches. We curate our networking group. And people are like, why don't you just do it for free? And the reason is, and Eric will attest, is there's two things. You know, one, you know, if the proximity you want to certain people, billionaires, millionaires, entrepreneurs, celebrities, athletes, and entertainers, and our network, as Scott Simon was suggesting, which is huge, we need to curate rooms so that, one, only people in the room that can afford to be in the room are in the room. That already elevates a vibration or a frequency, a spectrum of strength and spectrum of signal and clarity. But more importantly, too, everything that we do curate is guaranteed. And people say, well, you know, the guarantee is about trusting David that he'll pay you back if you're not completely satisfied. It's really not. It's trusting yourself that you'll show up. I think everybody knows that they can just make a request and get that back, you know, as each event or each month occurs. But the bigger thing is, people won't join a curated room, even if they can afford it, if they don't think they're going to show up. You know, they're not going to join a networking group. They're not going to join a mastermind. They're not going to come to a VIP if they don't think they're going to show up. And when I say show up, they may physically show up, but are they going to interact and positively interact and be part of people who are buying from each other, ideas, places, people, things, products, services, solutions, and brands? Are they there buying from each other and selling for each other for life? And so, Eric, you're one of those people who understands the curation that occurs in the proximity to the higher frequencies and vibrations. And I want to thank you for showing up and being a testimonial for, you know, what you do, whether it's free or on Fridays or speeches, dinners, events, masterminds, etc. You're an incredible cat. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. That means the world, really.
You got it, brother. All righty. Nick of Womnis, what do you want to do?
We're going to keep it live here on Clubhouse as we have a long list of friends that want to ask questions or share their takeaways. I'm going to pass it over to the incredible Paul Logan, who is next up and patiently waiting. Paul, my friend, happy Friday. It's always good to see you here. I need yourself to carry us on.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. I'm going to start off with takeaways. But I mean, first of all, it is ridiculously hard, Dave, to narrow stuff down takeaway-wise with you. I mean, it's like being a kid at Toys R Us when you're 5 years old. It's just like so many ridiculously great choices. On the ninth, though, when you did the Napoleon Hill, I'm mastering the present. That day really hit home for me in a bunch of ways. But that, because like fear will always be there, and to master my reaction to it. Mastering time to master fear was great. You know, the past and the future were illusions that we give them. Loved that. That was like ridiculous. And that the present has no room for fear. And if it creeps in, just, you know, stop, drop, and roll. So that I've read probably like, you know, at least 4 or 5 times since then. So that was one of my bigger takeaways from the month. I mean, there were so many. That one, you know, was really hitting me in the meat and potatoes this month. So it was nice. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. And that is the meat and potatoes right there, the past, present, and future. We are co-creators, commanders, because we do have the power. When you talk about the illusion of the past and the future and the shadow that you cast over your future by giving meaning to the past, and when you realize the power you have in commandment, the power you have to command the meaning of the past, you can give meaning to anything you see. You give meaning to everything you see. You can give meaning to the past to align it with where you want to be, not where you don't want to be, what's missing, what you don't have, to stop and resist and limit your self-image, notating that you'll never overachieve your own self-image. One of my favorite takeaways, which is directly related to my biggest takeaway of life, which is you're either humble or you're about to be. And in that, humility is a disposition of surrender, of faith, a predisposition, a disposition of intention in the respect to the predisposition of faith that I am, command and will, and give that meaning to everything that we see. And so many of us limit ourselves because they feel punished, they feel shame, they feel blame. They utilize justification and comparative condition in order to interfere with or resist their infinite power. And they do it every single day. And understanding and utilizing the takeaways that are resonating with you on July 9th from that training, to understand that you give meaning to everything that you see. Stop casting a shadow onto your future that's meaningless because you hold the power to give it the meaning. And when we understand and reconcile the human experience in the respect that we don't know what we're afraid of, the reaction to that fear is instant and obvious. And we hold the power to give meaning to what we see by responding in that meaning, in that response of stopping first and giving it meaning as we drop to, as you say, remind, remember, and recollect the meaning that we want aligned with the divine direction, to interchange the detour with divinity and then allow for divine time to reveal the lesson, because every problem and struggle has a lesson in it, has a solution in it. That's why, Paul, they call it a re-solution. It's a resolution. There's just a lapse of time between the solution and the resolution, between the problem and the resolution. It's just a lapse of time, because every problem, struggle has the solution already there. It's just a lapse of time for you to become aware. I'm going to repeat that. Every problem and struggle has a solution inside of it. It's just a lapse of time to become aware, because it's already there. All right, Paul Logan, I love your participation, engagement, the way you show up. Paul Logan and I are both huge Rocky fans, so I've been working on introducing him to Sylvester Stallone. If anyone out there has any relationships with Sly, please call my guy, Paul Logan. It would be an amazing experience for him to meet Sylvester. I've been working on it with my UFC people. He's a big UFC guy. I put out a few requests. I'm going to continue to do so until I bring great joy to bringing people their bucket list. It's been a part of why I do what I do with who I do for as long as I do. Being a part of it bucket list name for trying to provide those items as quickly as I can. Thank you, Paul Logan. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Thank you so much, guys. And thank you for doing this, Dave.
You got it. Every Friday, been here for almost 28 years. Speaking of which, it's the fourth quarter.
Let's carry us through the fourth quarter here. We got about 12 minutes left of this Ask Me Anything and Takeaway of the Month. I would love to pass it over to the lovely Robin for the next question or takeaway. Robin, happy, happy Friday. Always a pleasure to see you here. Want to acknowledge you for always showing up as well. Feel free to unmute yourself and either ask or share away.
Happy Friday. Thank you, Nick. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
So today, two takeaways. And the main theme of the month for me has been something that I heard in the beginning of the month, which was the game of inches and taking the small steps in life, the things like you say, the simple things are simple not to do, but the game of inches and just literally putting one foot in front of the other, and things became to start to feel like seamless, and I would just do them, and it was starting to build this really nice habit, and it's really opened up and illuminated the green spaces on my calendar, and then also the red parts and where I'm bleeding on my calendar. So that has really resonated for me this month, and I've really enjoyed walking that path. And then the other one I want to share is gratitude and saying thank you every day. And you mentioned this all the time. You know, a simple thing to do is to wake up and say thank you every morning. Unfortunately, last week I was involved in a hit and run car accident. And I'm very grateful to be fairly unscathed and have been able to walk away from it. And it was very upsetting, and showing immediate gratitude because I was not necessarily upset with the person that hit me. I was more grateful for the fact that I'm here. And so again, you immediately came into my head when I started saying how thankful and how much gratitude I'm really having for every single day right now.
I'm very grateful as well for all that we have and all that we do. So I appreciate it. Yes, the fact that you can find promotion, protection, love, and perfection in a car accident is a great advancement in your own journey. And there lies faith. No evidence. The evidence is contrary to where you want to be or better. A hit and run. Your basement had a basement. And yet somehow you have the faith that you're protected, promoted, loved, and perfected through gratitude to find the light, the love, and the lessons in that protection, in that promotion. And at its core, that's the shortening of the distance of resistance. You are no longer a victim. You are a commander. I am a commander when you do that. And we are so grateful for all of the community that has that power to be protected, promoted, loved, and perfected when there's no evidence or the evidence is contrary to where you want to be or better. And everybody has those circumstances. Each and every day, different circumstances come upon us that we don't plan, that indicate some sort of divine detour from our divine direction, allowing the lapse of divine time to facilitate the resolution to that, accelerating, aggregating, compounding the outcomes aligned with the divine happens through not only seeking the wisdom, the lesson, but the faith that you're protected, promoted, loved, and perfected. And that, Robin, is what occurred with this horrific experience and circumstance. I am so glad that you're here today. I'm so glad that you've learned the lesson, and more importantly, so happy for you that you have elevated your awareness to the faith that you have in the protection, promotion, love, and perfection of something bigger than you that loves you more than your mom, except for it's all knowing, all powerful, all energy, all intuition, all inspiration for you. And you will be promoted. And it is a game of inches. I call it a game of steps. I always say there's 1,000 steps between you and where you want to be or better, especially for the biggest things in your life. And just know it'll take 90% of everything you got, your money, your time, your emotion, your value, just to get to 250 steps. That means there's only 10% left, 10% of everything you got, time, 10% of the time, the value, the money. It only takes that 10% more to get you to 1,000 steps because of what Rodman's experience, the exponentiality of wisdom and faith, of aggregation, acceleration, and compounding impacts, that this intelligence, this infinite intelligence as a service, inspiration as a service, intuition as a service, inspiration as a service, whatever it be, to shorten that distance of resistance and shorten that lapse of time between the problem and the solution. God bless you. God is good, and he is protecting, promoting, love, and perfecting you, as he had with your hit and run. And I am so grateful that you're here today, healthy, happy, wealthy, and worthy. Thank you, Robin, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you, David. Thank you for coaching me. I appreciate you after these couple years. Thank you very much.
I appreciate you. Thank you. Okie dokie. Nick, we have about 7 minutes. Give me some.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to pass it over to DJ Dave Berlin, who has been patiently waiting. Dave, it's always good to see you here, my friend. Let us know where you're coming at from the world. I think you should be in Viva Las Vegas, which will be back here over the next few months, so we can't wait to see you. But please share us a takeaway, or, of course, hit us with a question.
I love it. Absolutely. I'm right here down the street from your studio here in Las Vegas. So it is, we're under 100 degrees.
Nice.
Or at least more minutes.
I love it. I
wanted to share the takeaway on this platform as well, and just give my sincere gratitude. David, in a coaching call probably a little over a year ago, you had corrected me whenever I was explaining the transition that I was going through from being a professional DJ over the last 15 years as I was going more into consulting and business. And I was casually like, yeah, the transition. And you corrected me and you said, you're not going through a transition, you're in expansion. And as I'm also a Marine Corps veteran, I've been out for 20 years and I've dedicated the last decade plus to helping veterans in their transition from service to civilian life. The big aha, or the big takeaway from the month of July, I'd hosted a series of events here called Freedom Week. And one of those events, we launched probably one of the coolest things that I've ever been a part of, and it is Vet Talks, which is Veteran Expansion and Transformation Talks. And the whole idea and goal of that was to create the TED Talks for the military community. And you're on the very first talk. I talked about our conversation for that, and that has now opened up doors for people that are interested in having Vet Talks in different communities across the United States to amplify the voice of veterans. So I just wanted to send my sincere gratitude for that one simple correction. And now that one simple correction really is amplifying across the veteran community, because I believe that the last 15 years that we've spent as a military culture, both the good things and all of the bad numbers and the hard conversations, has been the season of transition. And now we're putting together a unique group of leaders and veterans to carry us into the next season of expansion and transformation. So thank you.
Thank you. And I love the Vet Talks, and it's been too far from happening. And congratulations on being one of those thousands of mine, Dave. And thank you for your service. And thank you for everything that you do for the entire community, but specifically the vet community and the vets that are entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurship is a great vehicle for empowerment, for passion, purpose, and profitability. All things that can be utilized by the discipline and training experience of being in the military. So what a great example of empowering others to empower others. I can't wait to see how I can be a part of and elevate and amplify the Vet Talks. Where can people sign up for that, Dave? Where can people join your group? Would you mind giving everybody a place to go?
Yeah, everybody, right now I'm getting all of that fixed and organized. That's been what I've had to prepare on the back end. But right now everybody can find me at davemeansbusiness.com. And that's where you can connect with me, reach out on LinkedIn, reach out on Instagram. And I'm building a very high-level table, a mastermind group of some very high-level executive and serial entrepreneurs, so we can figure out how to really build a strong community and infrastructure specifically for those veterans that are very transformation and expansion focused, and how we can start pulling up the connecting the dots with the right people like yourself and some of the other people in the network. So DaveMeansBusiness.com is where you can find all of me.
Find all of you at DaveMeansBusiness.com. Thank you, Dave. I'll see you soon. And since you started talking, it's probably now over 100 in Vegas, but nonetheless, you give meaning to everything you see, including the weather. It's a dry heat, so it's probably not that warm, even when it gets to 116. Nick of Guam, it's 6:58. You can do something quick, or we can close out the room. It's your choice. Please email me, david@dmeltzer.com, if you want any of the exercises today on the qualification of relativity, association, and feeding, on the five daily practices, on my book, on the values. These are all great exercises and guides. This training guide, always available for free. I'll send the book, sign it, pay for shipping in the book. My availability is 7 days a week. So let me close out the room. Remember, most importantly, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.